their team fights hard and they find a way to win yet another game. That's just, how proud are you of the way they battled?
Yeah, we're really proud of them. You know, I think we're trying to play the game the right way. I think we're trying to work collectively as a group. And I thought our penalty kill was terrific tonight. You know, they competed hard. I thought Chris Letang in particular was really impactful on our penalty kill tonight. He's just so strong, and he's quick to pucks. He anticipates well. He's defending really well for us. So I thought the penalty kill was a big part of it. But I thought it was just a good team effort. You know, we stayed with it. It was a close game. And, you know, this team, they haven't won many games lately, but they're in a lot of games against a lot of good teams. And, you know, they're all close. They're all close games. That's a good young team over there. They've got a lot of good young players. And But I was proud of the group. I thought our guys played hard.
Sally, you used to say that Jason Zucker would drag you guys into the fight sometimes. Did your captain do that tonight?
I think he did, yeah. He obviously had a pretty inspired effort. I think he really likes to play in Columbus, I think. He always seems to play well in this building, has been my observation, you know, over the last, I don't know, however many years it's been. But it just seems like he plays really well in this building, and he obviously had a solid one tonight for us.
How important was he for pushing you guys through that first period where things maybe weren't clicking?
I'm sorry, say it again.
How important was he in that first period especially where things maybe weren't clicking for the whole?
Well, he's essential. You know, I think his leadership manifests itself in so many ways. It's not just, you know, his voice in the locker room, but it's his example on how he plays. That might be the most powerful way he leads, and from my experience in being around him. And you know, I didn't think the first period by any stretch was a bad period for us. You know, I felt like we were controlling most of the game. You know, they got two goals on, I think, six or seven shots. It wasn't like there was a barrage of opportunities we were giving up. You know, they just happened to get a couple on some of the looks that they got. But I thought overall it was a pretty complete effort throughout the course of the game. I think the most important thing is that we react the right way to those circumstances. And I think that's, for me, is the most encouraging part of just watching the group come together. And when we get down in a game or we give up a goal or two, there's no panic. And there's a certain quiet confidence about the group that we can get it back. And you saw it in the third period also. You know, I thought we just stayed with it, you know, trying to play the right way, trying not to give them easy offense. We were trying to utilize the bench as best we could and get everybody involved. But, you know, like I said, I thought it was really a collective effort by everybody today.
Like Sid tied Guy Lafleur on the all-time goal scoring list. In your free time, do you ever just look at the numbers and think to yourself, like, where's this guy going to end up if he stays healthy 5 years from now?
I don't really look at the numbers. You know, you guys always inform me, or Jen Delano or Emma inform me of you know, the milestones that these guys keep racking up, whether it's Sid or Gino or Tanger. It doesn't surprise me, you know, the body of work that these guys have put together in their time in Pittsburgh is remarkable. And I have the privilege of getting them at a time where they're reaching all these milestones, and it's fun for me to be able to share in it with them all. But, you know, it doesn't surprise me one bit what these guys have accomplished and the milestones that they hit. I mean, they're an elite company in so many ways. And, you know, obviously with Sid, Ty, and Guy Lafleur, it's that's as elite company as it gets.
Coach, what is it about the combination of Radim Zorna, Drew O'Connor, and Lars Eller that works so well together?
I don't know if I have a great answer for you. I think sometimes, you know, we put line combinations together in hopes that we have complementary skill sets. But you never really know how a line's going to work until they go out and play. And so, you know, there are sometimes, you know, we think that, you know, this line has to work with the three guys we put on, and for whatever reason it doesn't. So it's a little bit of an inexact science. But, you know, when you look at the three guys, I think, number one, I think OC and Z bring a lot of size to that line and skating ability. I think OC is a tremendous skater. He's a straight line guy. he's got a really long reach and he utilizes it well. So he gets on top of defensemen and establishes a really heavy forecheck by leaning on guys and forcing turnovers. I think Z does the same thing. You know, I think Z is faster than he appears. He has long levers because he's 6'6", or however tall he is. I'm guessing there, but I think it's close. And he's got a long reach. And so those guys, they cover a lot of territory. And I think Lars is just a cerebral center iceman on both sides of the puck. I think he has offensive instincts. I think he's sound defensively. So I think when Z went on that line, I think Z added an offensive dimension. He has real good instincts offensively. He hangs on to pucks. He sees it pretty good. You know, he can make plays, and he can score. Obviously, he's got 3 goals in 10 games, I think. So it seems like ever since we put Z on that line has kind of taken off, and they've been an important line for us. They play against other teams' top lines in a lot of instances. They get a lot of defensive zone starts, and they've got to, you know, they have to win the draw and drive the puck down the ice. And if they don't win the draw, they have to defend against the other team's top players. And they're doing a really good job for us. But it seems like when we put Z on that line that they establish some instant chemistry there, the three of them together.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach. Sure.